really gonna walk. I'll tell you where I walk, where I'm really gonna walk. Where you're gonna walk, I'll tell you where I walk. I wanna Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Nice of the Spice Girls to do that for us. Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk is happening this coming Tuesday, and Kennedy will be walking from Wellesley to Brookline on Washington Street. It's 11.1 miles, and Kennedy is doing this to support Samaritans Hey Sam program. If you didn't hear us talk about this yesterday, this is a texting program. If you're a young person, 24 or younger, you can text 439-726. Kennedy wants to make sure that the conversation's about mental health can be out in the open, and we didn't have this when we were kids, Kennedy. There wasn't something that we talked about, therapy or any of that. You know, I mentioned this before. Noah Kahn talks a lot about this, that he went to therapy as a kid and all of his friends thought it was because there was problems in his family, and it was just the opposite. Mm-hmm. His parents understood the importance of mental health and talking to a therapist. Yeah. And it just wasn't like that. So that stigma is changing a bunch. And the way Kennedy is going to help is to get out there and walk and raise funds. If you want the link to donate, text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Again, 617-931-1234. I was just looking at the most recent amount donated, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is $5,000 by Tuesday. We are at $3,424.
Oh, you guys.
We want to make sure, though, Kennedy is safe during the walk. You're going to do it during the show.
Yeah.
And your friend Dennis has volunteered to walk along with you. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Now, for people that don't know, Dennis, tell everybody what you do for a living.
I'm a Boston firefighter.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. So Kennedy will be safe during the walk. We'll make sure there's, you know.
Yes, he can do all the medical things just in case.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really good at calling 911.
He'll call 911 and then he'll show up.
He knows a guy who knows a guy. He's got a guy with a big truck.
What are things that Kennedy should be concerned about when walking that far?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I didn't know it was 11.1. I thought it was only 11. I'm going to rethink this. But, just putting one step in front of the other and remembering why we're out there.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, Carson, it's, you know, this is important to normalize reaching out and asking people for help. And it's good to start at a young age because, like you said, we didn't have any of this really when we were growing up.
And Dennis works in a field, I think, where men don't talk about such things, but he is making it his life's work and start those conversations as well. And so I applaud you all the work that you do, Dennis.
Yeah, we do peer support in the department, and it made me think of like what we're doing, what goes on for the kids with this. Like if firefighters are in trouble, we send other firefighters out to talk because we speak that same language. This is the same thing with the kids, you know. Kids talking about kids, it's going to make it easier for them to kind of get understood.
So about the walk itself, Dennis, as a trained EMT, do you recommend people get up and walk over 11 miles that haven't been training at all?
Come on, man.
I don't know. I kind of just made a marathon with about the same amount of training, so I'm probably not the best person to ask.
Now, for people that don't remember, Dennis has been on our show before, and he actually has a nickname. His nickname is Beep Dennis. That's because Kennedy went to what game did you go to?
We went to a Bruins game, and I asked so many questions that he just got a little flustered with me, and I don't blame him at all.
And we actually have that audio just to remind everybody about Dennis's nickname, Beep Dennis.
And tell me one more time, the guy dropped his stick. Why did he drop his stick?
If you break your stick, you have to drop it immediately.
Why do sticks break so much? Shouldn't they be stronger?
Well, they're not made of wood anymore. They're made of all this stuff that breaks all the time.
Okay, just so I'm clear, I'm supposed to boo every time number 9 gets touching anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love him. You're in good hands.
And then the all-timer.
Why did that kid have spaghetti on his head?
Pasta.
Why did that kid have spaghetti on his head?
Pasta.
All right.
I'm sure after 11 miles, he will swear some more because he will be done with me.
Yes.
But Dennis, I can't thank you enough for doing this with me and agreeing to get up early and walk and do work for this cause. It means so much to me. You're a good, good friend.
No problem, Kenny. Someone like you asks something to someone to help. It's just where and when. You know, that's all you ask.
Thank you, Dennis. Dennis is off the camping.
He's camping with all of his friends.
He's like in the woods somewhere and he's still called.
He found a Wi-Fi signal to do this for us this morning. That is the kind of guy he is.
There goes Beep Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. We do appreciate that. We will talk to you on Tuesday.
Why did that kid have spaghetti on his head?
Pasta.
If he's going to be walking with you live next Tuesday, he might have to be dump button, Dennis.
We'll be all right.
About that. So, again, if you want to get involved in some way, shape, or form, you want to help Kennedy or you have an idea to help fundraise, we still have a very long way to go. As we said, Kennedy's goal is $5,000. We are at $3,424, and we want to get this done by Tuesday. So, text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234. We'll text you a link to where you can donate.
And as I said, I drove the course yesterday, and I'm going through the city centers of most of these towns, and I passed all of these businesses and restaurants and whatever. So if you own one, work at one, and you're going to be there, like, I would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
You know, post something on the door that says, you know, you're supporting us or whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to you.
You called it a course, but it's just going to be you on the street. So we need these people to come out
Like the marathon for me. Thanks, bye.
617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.